Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hymns for the Road is a fiction podcast that often takes place inside a moving vehicle. Listener discretion is advised while driving. General content warnings are listed in the show notes.
Morning.
Morning.
Where's Glass?
Bathroom, I think.
Oh.
Want to help me get breakfast started?
Sure.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised.
The place where they born and raised.
You guys should sing a little louder. I'm sure nobody's trying to sleep in the car.
Time to get up, Amber.
You can sleep all you want when we get to the somewhere better. Who's driving first when we leave?
Amber slept on the bump, so they're off the hook. I can do it.
Glass, you drove first yesterday. Why don't you take a turn, Copper?
Can do.
Thanks. The sausage is ready.
What's it made out of?
Don't know, and don't want to know.
Whatever it is, it smells great.
Everybody fed enough?
I could go for a little more.
Here, baby carrots.
Thanks.
You best enjoy those, Amber. I traded a toe for them.
Worth it. The toe carrots are delicious.
I can't believe this is the only thing we could find to replace my cards.
Look on the bright side. At least we found something that works.
It's also really funny.
It is a little bit funny. Magic 8 Ball. Tell me, what mine dear benefactor has to say?
Getting anything useful?
I absolutely am not.
What? Why not? How hard is it to give us a yes, no, maybe?
They've given me a paragraph. It doesn't fit on the little triangle. Every letter is, the size of a grain of sand.
I'm sorry about your cards, Glass.
Yeah, it's all right. Maybe I'll be able to get my hands on a new deck someday. For now, though, I've just got this. Better than nothing, I guess.
Tell Aster to unfreeze the sinks at the rest stops if they really want to help us. I know, I'm hilarious.
No, sorry. It was something else.
What?
Nothing. Inside joke.
Is it something bad?
Nope. Everything's fine. It's good. We're good.
Oh, hell. Are you flirting with each other?
I mean, do you actually want to know?
Ew, no.
Good. Because...
Good because what?
Because...
Everything all right?
Yeah. Everything is, Okay. I don't mean to sound totally crazy, but this is our car, right?
Huh?
No, you're probably right. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? Never mind.
Why don't we take this left over yonder? I don't want to go off toward that mountain.
Sounds good.
Long as it's warmer that way. Getting sick of the snow.
I'm sorry. Can we pull over for a second?
Guess so. Not in a hurry.
I'm sorry. Just give me a second. I have to check something. I'll be right back.
Are they okay?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Glass has lost it.
This isn't our car.
Don't know what you mean by that, darling.
I mean, it's not our car. It's a different car.
Explain?
Last night, we went to sleep. And when we woke up this morning, it wasn't the same car. It's a different car.
Wow, really?
Yes, I don't know how I know, but I know it's not the same car.
That's so wild. You should get back in the car so we can keep driving it.
You're being sarcastic.
It's not a different car, Glass.
It is. It is a different car. I know it is.
Well, how? Did Aster tell you?
No, they said something about a car, but I couldn't tell exactly what it was.
That don't mean anything.
I know that doesn't mean it's not our car, Silver. It's a gut feeling. You're the one who's always saying we should trust our gut before we trust our senses, right? Because our senses can lie.
How are we supposed to tell it's not our car? It looks identical. All our stuff is in it.
It's not a different car.
I don't know. Do you have any spells that can sense magic or something?
I still have to replace most of my components from when I lost them, but if I dig through our stuff, I know a spell that can show us if there are any... if anyone is close by.
Worth a shot.
I'll come out there too. Help you give it another once-over, just to be sure.
I'm not doing any of that.
Amber, just come on and help for a minute.
Where's your paranoia all of a sudden?
All I want is to make Glass feel better. Sooner we lay this to rest, sooner we could keep going.
Fine. I'll help. But if we all get eaten by... if something unfavorable happens to us, I get to say I told you so.
Nobody else feels it?
No.
I sure don't.
I'm gonna start looking for components.
Got everything you'll need?
We'll find out, I guess. I need some blue plastic, but I think we used it all up.
I've got a blue bottle cap. I can take off this water bottle.
That should work.
I put a protection sigil under the hood. I can check for that.
Seeing anything interesting out there?
No, not yet.
I put something together. I'm not sure if it'll work.
Anything I can do to help?
Take this bag and go stand on the opposite side of the car.
Can do.
You all are wasting your time. There's nothing wrong with the car.
Okay, now hold it onto the ground.
It's feeling like it doesn't want to.
It'll try and push up. You just have to hold it down, like putting two magnets together the wrong way.
Probably means it's working, doesn't it?
It's doing something.
Is it doing something good?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
What's happening? Did it work?
I can see the car.
Are any folk around?
nearby.
And the car?
I can't tell. It looks normal. I can see that it's not alive.
Good. I have no idea how I would react if it turned out to be alive.
You don't see anything wrong or different at all?
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be looking for, Glass.
Nothing out of the ordinary?
Nothing I can see.
Everything all right, Copper?
Yeah, I haven't used that spell before.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. It just knocked me over, is all. I'll be okay. Just give me a minute.
The sigil's still here, y'all.
And?
Glass, I think you are onto something.
Is it the engine? Is something wrong on the inside?
There had better not be.
Then why don't you come out here and see for yourself?
Fine, but I'm not wasting any more daylight on this. Let me take a look. Glass is right.
What? Really? What do you see?
I mean, nothing out of the ordinary. I just know it's wrong. Something's messed up.
See? That's what I mean.
What's wrong with it? What did you do?
Huh? What did I do?
So what, are we going to just keep driving in it? Can you ask Aster what to do?
Aster just gives me the power to work with. They don't control what happens.
What's the point of working with one of them if they can't give us anything helpful?
Stop.
Sorry. That came out faster than I meant.
Besides, Aster's not omniscient.
So what do we do about the changeling car?
First of all, everybody calm down. We're gonna attract attention if y'all keep panicking.
You're right.
We only got two choices here. Either we keep driving in this car, or we don't.
Silver, we can't just keep going.
Then our only other choice is to stay right here where we're at.
We can't. It's freezing, and we're in the middle of, We're not in the middle of anywhere.
What if it's us?
What do you mean?
What if the car is the same, and we're different?
All in favor of selling this memory to the nearest summer?
It can't be us, Copper. It happened overnight.
But what if it didn't? What if it just took this long for us to notice? And now that one of us said it out loud, we're all starting to notice.
Like how you never think about how your tongue sits in your mouth?
Now why'd you have to go and say that?
Guys, I'm serious. Silver's always saying that magic changes people eventually.
I don't feel any different.
Well, how could you feel different? You don't feel yourself getting older.
Well,
you know what I mean.
What are we supposed to do then? Just wait out here in the cold until we figure out an answer?
It is awful cold out here.
Everybody back in. I can drive.
But what about the car?
What about the car? Either we're all changing or the car's changing. But there's not anything we can really do about it, is there?
I guess not.
Maybe we'll learn a new ward or something soon. We can deal with it later.
I'm gonna be thinking about this all day.
You'll adjust. We've adjusted to everything so far.
All the more reason to get to the somewhere better.
But if we're different...
We're all here. And we're all safe. And we all love each other. If being different changes one of those things, then we have something to worry about.
Take it in stride, Copper. We'll be fine. Weird car or not.
I've got something we can do about it.
What?
Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger.
I don't
My face
know
you'll
if that really counts.
Never
it keeps
see
us
no
human,
more.
Doesn't it?
All right, fine.
But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you
They'll meet you on God's golden shore.
for the Road is a podcast written and produced by Anna McGuire. Starring Maurice Thomas as Silver, Pao Panganiban as Glass, Grizz Sibanek as Amber, and Tabitha Bardal as Copper. Original music by Joshua David Mitchell. This episode's hymn is Man of Constant Sorrow by Dick Burnett. Sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com or support our work on patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio. Thank you for listening.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.